up is a first reading, item number five, excuse me, second reading, 537.
Grant a 10-year franchise to New Singular Wireless PCS LLC for wireless communications services in the city.
Any further discussion on this item? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, as we discussed the last time, a similar issue came before council. We are preempted from preventing new technology, wireless technology, from coming into our community. We are left then with the opportunity to negotiate the best possible deal. This is the second deal that I can recall where we have negotiated more favorable terms than the feds had originally proposed. We're caught between a rock and a hard place. And for those who say, well, cast a dissenting vote as a protest vote, that would throw us back onto a regulatory framework which would get us a less favorable deal for Portland. And I don't think that is a good alternative. I wish we did not live in a world where we were preempted from dealing with the health aspects of new technology like 5G, but that has been a recurring problem here for as long as we've had cell phone towers, and the federal government has prevented us from looking at health aspects. We need to change that at the federal level, and then we can have more flexibility at the state level. Until that happens, the question is this a good deal for Portland in terms of what's been negotiated? And therefore, I vote aye.
You, Daly?
Well, I share similar sentiments with Commissioner Fish. This may not be ideal. We're not working under an ideal set of circumstances. We've negotiated the best deal that we can for the city before we have something much worse forced upon us. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I agree with both of my colleagues who've previously spoken. Thank you to the Office for Community Technology for your continued good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, this council is on record urging the Federal Communications Commission to update and publish studies on the health effects of radio frequency emissions, and we're going to continue to aggressively push the FCC on this issue. The council has also been leading the nation in challenging the FCC's recent regulatory limits on our authority to manage local resources like the public right-of-way, for which the public has spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and which we spend millions of dollars every year managing. It's obviously a very challenging regulatory environment at the federal level, and staff has worked very hard to create partnerships with the wireless carriers who serve their residents. And I believe on balance, this AT&T franchise continues that partnership to the benefit of the public. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.